The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
Serve across, set to Nemeth. She decided she's just going to roll it across. Stars will play it. Right side, Maddie Squires off the tip. Problems in the back row. Heinrichs runs it down. Williams is able to pass it across. Free ball here off the attack of Maddie Squires. They'll try again. This time, Shundoff from the 10-foot line. Goes inside the pin left and gets the kill.
Tonight, it's the finals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament from Centura, featuring Ord, Kearney Catholic St. Paul, and Donovan Trumbull. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Feedy to serve, 23-20. Short one to Cook. Good pass to Alexander. Slide to Swoboda. The attack is in the corner and good. Game point. Chanticleers.
All four teams are rated in the top 10 in C1 or C2. Up first, St. Paul will try to bounce back from Tuesday's 5-set loss as they battle Donovan Trumbull in tonight's consolation game. The championship game is a rematch of last year's final as number 1 Ord takes on number 2 Kearney Catholic. It's the Lou Platt Conference Tournament coming up next, but first, a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Centura High School with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, after a brief time to turn around, we are back here at Centura for the championship of the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament. The number one and number two teams in the state in Class C1, a rematch of the 2014 championship, and a rematch of 2 weeks ago tonight where Ord won extra points in the third set in Kearney Catholic's gym to give the Stars their first loss to a Class C school in 2 years. With our producer, engineer Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda. Glad to have you along with us after an epic 5-setter in the consolation where Donovan Trumbull went 15-11 in the fifth to beat St. Paul. Lauren Heinrichs had 6 kills and 3 ace blocks in that set, ended up with a match-high 26 kills and 6 ace blocks. Leslie Fox, 23 kills for St. Paul. Now we're ready to take a look at the starting lineups here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Can Ord validate the win 2 weeks ago and secure that number one spot going into the state tournament? Will Kearney Catholic get Ord again in the conference tournament and maybe set up a potential rematch down in Lincoln in just about 3 weeks? The starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for the Stars of Kearney Catholic, number 6 is a 5'9" senior, Maddie Squires. Number 7, 5'8" senior, Courtney Shundoff. Number 13, 5'6" junior, Jordan Strite. Number 9, a 5'11" junior, Anna Squires. Number 2, a 5'9" junior, Kylie Teal. And number 14, a 5'10" junior, Sarah Oldfather. The libero for Kearney Catholic is number 1, a 5'5" senior, Michelle Messbarger. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Chris Connor, assisted by Amy Johnson, Lisa Sokolowski, and L.A. Pesavetto. Kearney Catholic is 26-1 on the season, ranked 2nd in C1. For the Ord Lady Chanticleers, number 2, a 5'7" senior setter, Morgan Alexander. Number 8, a 5'7" senior outside hitter, Allie Weliak. Number 11, a 5'11" junior middle blocker, Cora Swoboda. Number 14, a 5'8" junior right side hitter, Andrea Carson. Number 4, a 5'5" sophomore libero defensive specialist, Allie Smith. And number 13, 6-foot senior middle blocker, Kate Grant. The libero is number 1, 5'4" senior, Jordan Cook. The head coach of the Lady Chanticleers is Wendy Alexander, assisted by Carla Callen and Leanne Smith. Ord is 24-1. Their only loss was an extra point third setter to Grand Island Central Catholic. They're ranked number 1 in C1, number 9 of the Omaha World Herald all-class rankings. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We're back to Centura right after this.
Hey folks, Brian here with You Betcha Auto. My family and I are excited to tell you about the opening of our second location in Cairo, Egypt. I mean Nebraska. We have a large selection of cars, trucks, and camels. I mean SUVs that will fit any budget. You Betcha Auto in St. Paul and now Cairo. You bet your... We try our best to be the best. Check us out at YouBetchAuto.com.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
There's plenty of sports action going on tonight. Major League Baseball National League Division Series Game 5 on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. It's the Dodgers 2, the Mets 1 in the top of the fourth. And in the National Football League, Thursday night football, it is the New Orleans Saints at home leading the Atlanta Falcons 14-7 with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Our Friday football tomorrow, Kearney Catholic Minden online only at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It'll be Bertrand Kennesaw here on Classic Hits 98.9, St. Cecilia Sutton on 1230 KHAS, and Adams Central Lexington on ESPN 1550. Royals Toronto Baseball, ESPN 1460, and Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze 94.5. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Ord, Kearney Catholic for the Lou Platte Conference Volleyball Championship when we come back.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth, ready to get our championship match underway after the teams and the fans have been waiting, and most of them stuck around. There were a lot of folks waiting to get a seat, and they have got their seat, and we're ready. Kearney Catholic is serving away Maddie Squires, and here we go. Cook to Alexander. The first swing will be Welniak. It's overpassed into the crowd. Welniak with the kill. Welniak was really a non-factor Tuesday night. It was really surprising. The second leading attacker was taken out of the vault. I mean, if she wasn't taken out, she just wasn't on her normal pace, and she'll get the kill here, 1-0 to get things going. Kearney Catholic will go to Anna Squires, and she'll answer 1-1. You expect to see a lot of good defense, but there's going to be plenty of times where you just pick up the serve, and you are able to hammer it home, and that's what we've seen here in the first two plays. Rotating in will be Ashlyn Schmaderer. She always rotates in. She played a little bit more for the injured Kylie Teal Tuesday, but Teal expected to go all the way here. The serve is strong and overpassed by Smith. They'll set up Teal. Kylie, soft one off Swoboda, down and good. Teal had a big first set, especially from the service line Tuesday, and then they rested that sore shoulder. 2-1, Kearney Catholic. Schmaderer on the serve. Nothing special. Half step right in the middle. Picked up by Smith. Short set. Carson. First swing down and good. Andrea Carson makes it 2-2. Again earlier tonight, five sets. 25-19 St. Paul in the first. Then Donovan Trumbull 26-24, 25-23. St. Paul in the fourth, 25-22. 15-11 Donovan in the fifth. Served by Welniak across 2-2. First set. Set Jordan Strike. Goes corner, but it sails deep. And out of bounds, 3-2, Chanticleers. And Welniak trying to get a run going here. That's always the key in a match like this. Who can get a run going on your own offense? If the errors creep in, that's just extra. Set middle, Squires to Squires, Maddie to Anna. Swoboda tried to dig it out of the net, but they're going to call her for the lift. And Anna will get her second kill. 3-3, Jenny Means rotates in. One of the top servers here for Kearney Catholic. Does her role and does it well. Stars will probably be about as deep as Ord. Ord a little bit deep in the last couple of years. Over to Welniak. Alexander sets Carson. Middle down. Simple. Andrea Carson, when it moves that quick, sometimes it's a little too quick to get that block set up. And Orange up 4-3. Mess Parker in at the libero. Both liberos wearing number one. And it is Jordan Cook to serve it away now for Ord. Serve deep middle, picked up by Schmatterer. Maddie Squires, high set to Teal off a back foot. Good dig, Danny Bruja picked it up off the block, and then it's tipped across, and she was across the back line. The official had it. A back row attack. Welniak just lost her spot on the floor there, and she had crossed the 10-foot line, so a point for Kearney Catholic, and it's 4-4. Anna Squires to serve it away. Fires it deep middle. Andrea Carson plays it to Alexander, slide it to Grant, but she didn't miss. She got a mistimed her jump. She was on the way down when she made contact with the ball. Into the net it goes. And an attack error gives the Stars the point. 5-4, Kearney Catholic. Opening set, Lou Platt Championship. Amherst took the first set 27-25 from Wilcox Hildreth in the Fort Kearney Conference Final. Here's Carson in the middle again. Big run, but just tipped it over to Teal. Anna Squires is going to set Maddie. Maddie is blocked, and it's an ace block for Grint. Grint and Bruja up there. We'll give this one to Kate. Three different players had 15 or more kills for Ord in that five-set win on Tuesday as they set a state record with 72 kills in a C1 match. Andrea Carson to serve the Chanticleers. Into the corner to Teal. Set middle. Here's Oldfather. Blocked. Dug out by Anna Squire. Sent across by Maddie. Chanticleers try to go quick. Slide it to Grant. She sent it deep. Looking for a tip. Not going to get it. Point Kearney Catholic. 6-5 Stars. Kylie Teal to serve. Courtney shunned off into the front row. As Coach Connor told us Tuesday, shifted some players around. Not necessarily new players, but moved some middles out, some outs to the middle and so forth. As Danny Bruja's first swing of the night is going to be stuffed by Maddie Squires and Sarah Oldfather. Oh, no. They say it was blocked out of bounds. They say it went out of bounds, and the Stars are looking around saying, huh? It's going to be an Ord point. So give the kill to the Chanticleers. And Allie Smith to serve it away. 6-6. So Bruja is going to get that kill, and it's rolled over by Maddie Squires. Back at the net, another tip. Welniak had to keep it inside the antenna. She's surprised she did, but because she did, she picked up the kill. And Ord will regain the lead 7-6. With Allie Smith, the sophomore back row player, to serve it away. Goes deep corner into Teal. Anna Squire sets Shundoff. Her first swing is good. Courtney Shundoff with her first kill. The Stars with four kills. The Chanticleers with five in the early going. It's 7-7 here in the first set. And Michelle Messbarger to serve it away for Kearney Catholic, the Lou Platt Championship. Top matchup in the state tonight. Little jump serve is overpassed toward the net. Alexander stayed out of the net and went quick to Grant, who hammered it home. Great job by the senior setter, Morgan Alexander, as that pass took her an inch away from the twine. 8-7 Ord. Third of the way here into the first set, and now Ashley Carson, who had a good night serving Tuesday, will fire it across. Low pass into the middle. Shundoff with the tip. One arm up by Smith. Quick return, Chanticleers. Stars will dump it into the net. Maddie Squires tried to go with a two ball over from the center position, and it didn't work. Ord now with a 9-7 lead. And Ashley Carson looking for another one. Sends it deep middle to Messbarger. Pass towards the net. Kearney Catholic in the net. That's an ace serve. Make it 10-7 as it shoved the setter, Anna Squires, into the net. Three-point lead here for the Chanticleers. Five of the last six have went to Ord. And Ashley serves it across. Set to the middle. And it's going to be Maddie Squires trying to crush it and send it deep. I think that was a frustration swing. 11-7 Ord and a timeout. Kearney Catholic, timeout on the floor. First set of the championship brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Doug Duda with you here at Centura. Again, we want to say a big thank you to Athletic Director Nate Weaver and the folks here at Centura for their hospitality. We had a five-setter in the consolation, so a late start here to the championship. And it's early on, first set, but Ord has jumped out by an 11-7 score, and Ashley Carson still at the service line. Over to Messbarger. Anna Squire sets Jordan Streit. She'll go angle attack and get the kill. So the Stars will get the kill out of the timeout, and it's 11-8. Back over to Maddie Squires to serve it away. Maddie floats it down the middle to Smith. Chana clears, fake the slide, go to Welniak, through the double block, hammered, dug close to the net, tipped over Anna Squires, good play by Smith, slide to the Chana clears, into the corner for Cora Swoboda. Kearney Catholic didn't like the call. It was right in front of Coach Chris Connor. She didn't like the call either. I thought it was in, but I wear glasses. 12-8. Morgan Alexander serves it across. Side out for the Chana clears. Here's Anna Squires into the net, and it's going to be a Ord point. 13-8, Chana clears, and this has to give them tremendous confidence. That first time, you're excited to beat that rival. But when you get the second time, you've turned the corner. A long way to go. Here's Anna Squires from the 10-foot line over to Cook, but it's a good start for Ord. They'll fake middle, go to Carson, block, shunned off, great play to dig it out of there, tipped over by Anna Squires, the point's still alive, Welniak tips it over, Kearney Catholic out of system, trying to get settled here, shunned off from the 10-foot line, can only roll it across, Alexander to Cook, back row for Allie Smith, and she hit it into the net. Point, Kearney Catholic, probably not the place that Ord wanted to pass the ball there, but the libero Cook wasn't expecting it, so she just tried to keep it alive. And we're around to Ashlyn Schmatterer again here for Kearney Catholic. And the serve goes into the net. That'll be the first service error on either team. And it allows Ord to keep that lead at 5 points at 14-9. Welniak to serve it away. And Allie, knuckleball deep middle. Messbarger plays it to Maddie Squires. Set to the middle to Anna. Nice shot into the deep right corner. And Anna Squires will get her third kill. Side out Kearney Catholic, but they just haven't been able to get much going on their serve. Trailing 14-10, Jenny Beans rotates in. Again earlier tonight in the consolation at the Fort Kearney Conference, Axtell a four-set winner over Elm Creek. Here was Donovan Trumbull in five over St. Paul. And Jenny Beans to serve it away. And it is going to be deep, 15-10. Back to serve it away, Jordan Cook for the Chanticleers. Must be a big match if even my dad is listening, so great to have him along for tonight's championship match. As the serves across, go to Anna Squires, drives it into the block. Chance can't dig it out of that point. Kearney Catholic. Anna Squires with her fourth kill, and now she'll rotate back to serve it away. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ord, Bolus, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Danny Bruja on the swing is blocked up front by Maddie Squires, and Sarah Oldfather set right back to the Stars, set to Kylie Teal. She'll rip it across off Alexander, and Andrea Carson has the tip it across. Squires to Teal from the 10-foot line. Allie Welniak up on the back. Right side, Andrea Carson, really close to the net, and hit it wide and out of bounds. Point, Kearney Catholic. And the first point on serve since they went from 4-5. They went all the way around. And that was Anna Squires that got it. So she picks it up here, 15-12, overpass on the serve, joust at the net. And they're going to call Ord with the back row attack. And center Morgan Alexander says, I didn't tip it over. It hit the net. And so Coach Wendy Alexander wants an explanation of what happened. Shakes her head, yes. And we move on, 15-13. Or down to a two-point lead. Anna Squires over to Andrea Carson. Alexander sets Bruja. Danny, who hammered Ord in the win last time around, gets her first kill of this rotation and picks up her second kill of the match. Side out, Chana clears. 16-13, opening set of the championship. And the serve down the middle to Messbarger. Anna Squires, high set to Maddie, takes it off the tape. Ord blocked, rebounded above the net for Bruja, and she'll get another one. That took a weird block into that net. It kind of blocked into the net and spun all the way out of that net without the Stars touching it. And that allowed a free ball hammer home for Bruja, and Ord's up 17-13. With Andrea Carson serving again. Quick old father on the angle. Gets her first kill of the match. Sarah drops it home. And she may be a big part of this match. There's so many even gals. The first two, three, four. There's so many top line players in there that 5-6 rotation and the bench players will have a lot to say. Kylie Teal serves. Ord goes quick. Grant off the single block. Down and good. Kate Grant would be that player for Ord. Kind of her and old father in that six hole when you start the rotation. 18-14, Chanticleers with the lead. The Mets have scratched across the run in the top of the fifth. They've tied the Dodgers 5-5 the National League Division Series on ESPN Radio. As Allie Smith serves high, set for Shundoff, and it went deep. Was it tipped? They look around. Everybody says no. Ord's up 5, 19-14. Remember, Kearney Catholic had only lost three sets all year until they played Ord, and they haven't lost many all year now, and this serve is going to go a little deep and out of bounds after Smith picked up 1 point, but it's still a 4-point good cushion late in the first set for Ord, the number one team, after beating Kearney Catholic 2 weeks ago. Messbarger, that mini jump serve over to Andrea Carson. Alexander, quick middle to Grant. Didn't get a lot on it. Anna Squires digs to Jordan Stride on the left wing, and it hit the antenna. That's out of bounds. The Stars have made a number of errors here in this first set. Ord had a couple early, but they've settled down, and that's the difference in the match right now, 20-15. And Ashley Carson back there to serve. Got three in a row last time, including an ace. Anna Squires had to stay out of the net. Got it to Maddie, and Maddie will hammer it home. That was very close. Anna's foot almost across the center line. And Maddie will now go serve it away. 20-16 Ord, but Stars need to get a little run here. They're starting to run out of time. Alexander sets outside. Weliak off the wall. And good. Off that wall that they put up in front of her with a double block. Third kill for Allie. 21-16, and Ord just not allowing the Stars to get anything going from the service line. Morgan Alexander floats it across to Messbarger. Back set this time. Right side attack shunned off, is blocked again up there by Swoboda. Blocked again. Carson dug it, but it's out of bounds. And I believe it was Shundoff that got the kill. I kind of lost it in the mix there. Courtney Shundoff will go back and serve it away. 21-17. Ward goes again. Allie Weliak through the double block. It's passed back, and it rolled over. The Stars got a break. They blocked it. It sat on top of the net. It should have went out of bounds, but it didn't. And Anna Squires is going to get her first ace block of the first ace block of the match for Kearney Catholic. Shundoff to serve down 21-18. Smith to Alexander. Here's Swoboda, big swing. Dug out, over pass towards the net, and in the net, Kearney Catholic give the kill to Swoboda. 22-18. Some powerful, powerful attacks by the Chanticleers here, holding nothing back in the first set. It's hard to believe that they'd even think of a sweep, but remember, just like St. Paul, that was a hard-fought five-setter the other night. Now Allie Weliak to serve. Coach Connor still has a timeout. Trying to get it back. Teal from off the net. Swings deep, out of bounds. It's 23-18. Kearney Catholic down five. Ord 2 points away here from the opening set. Weliak to serve again. Allie, deep middle to Messbarger. Good serving by the Chancer, Leon. Right side, Jordan Stride off the block, down and good. And Jordan will get her second kill. 23-19. And to serve it away, Jenny Beams trying to get her on track here in the first game. Had an error the last time back there. See if she turns it around here. She has a lot of aces, gets it to Cook, spins in the back row, set to Bruja from off the net. She's blocked by Anna Squires. Second ace blocked by Anna, 23-20. Coach Alexander has both of her timeouts, and she knows you can't let anybody get on a run this late. So even though it's only a two-pointer, she will take her first timeout. Each team has one timeout remaining. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. With the score in the first set, Ord 23, Kearney Catholic 20.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Welcome back to Centura. First set still moving along. 23-20 is your score, or 2 points away. And ready to serve Kearney Catholic, Jenny Beans, the Stars with two in a row, trying to make it three over to Weldiak. Set to Andrea Carson, close to the net. She had to switch at the last moment and try and tip it, and she tipped it wide. It was not Andrea's fault. The set a little wide there, 23-21. Beans trying to make it a one-point game. Floats that knuckleball across to Cook. Alexander gets a good set to Bruja, left wing. Got the kill, wide open corner for Danny Bruja, her fourth kill, and it is game point in the opening set. The Chanticleer fans, who have packed the far side of the gymnasium, come to their feet. As Jordan Cook gets ready to serve, the timeout will be called by Kearney Catholic coach Chris Connor, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take a break. Ord serves for the first set when we return.
The Aurora Cooperative Grain Team is excited to do all we can to help you have a great fall harvest. Whether it's opening earlier, closing later, offering great prices, harvest policies, or other marketing needs, we want to help you achieve your marketing goals. Be sure to call and visit with anyone on the Aurora Cooperative Grain Team about marketing options for your crop. From all of us at the Aurora Cooperative, we wish you a very safe and successful harvest. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
More high school volleyball coming your way Tuesday. We're going to get a chance to see the Minden Whippets take on Adams Central Tuesday night in Minden. Here it is, game point, Ord 24-21 on the opening set of the Lou Platt Championship. One versus two, not just in the tournament, but in the state. Jordan Cook serves at Shundoff. Set it outside, a little wide for Teal. Didn't get enough on it. Ord's got a chance here to Bruja into the net. She wanted it a little too much. And an attack error will give Kearney Catholic another chance here. Anna Squires to serve. Game point number two for Ord. Squires is really the only one that's done anything from the service line here in the first set. But she needs two. Gets it across to Cook. Close to the net. Alexander puts it above the net. Free ball. Ord father hammers it home. The pass sent Alexander into a bad spot. Sarah Oldfather with her second kill. 24-23. Game point number three now, and Ord will call the timeout, and everybody has used their allotment up. We'll go ahead and keep it right here and let you know that Major League Baseball, bottom of the fifth now in Los Angeles. The Dodgers and Mets are tied at two, and you can hear it on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Thursday night football, New Orleans 14 and Atlanta 7. 14-7 action going on. In NFL, Atlanta trying to go to 6-0 to start this season. The state high school softball tournament continues in Hastings. In fact, the Class C teams are still playing tonight. Tomorrow, the championships will be over. And let's update you on a couple of scores from earlier today. Of course, Kearney eliminated in Class A yesterday. In Class B, it is Gretna eliminating Hastings 8-5. As we're back to action here, it is game point number three for Ord. Squires serving at 24-23. Alexander sets. Here's Danny Bruja. It's dug out by Shundoff. Big dig to Kylie Teal. Tipped it across. It was hit. It was out of bounds, but they went for the play. Ord tipped it, and it is tied. It would have been out, but Ord didn't know it. They went for the dig, and Teal picks up her second kill. 24-24. Anna Squires This would be devastating to the Chanticleers. Can they get it back? Oh, miscommunication and a serve. The last play shook the back row, and they split the seam, and it was well in. It wasn't that they thought it was deep. It was that they thought the other player was going to take it, and now game point for the Chanticleers. Squires trying to serve it out. Picked up by Cook. Alexander sets. Bruja tipped it over. Here's Kearney Catholic to Teal on the left wing. It's out by an inch. Ooh, that buckled the knees of everybody here. Oh, she barely missed, but it was the right call. 25-25. Andrea Carson ready to serve it away. Stays in the middle to Messbarger. Maddie Squires on the attack. Into the back row. Great dig by Welniak, but they're going to end up passing this across. Morgan Alexander sets it over. Free ball Stars. Anna Squires goes to Teal. Teal rolls it over. Overpass by Ord. Out of bounds. Teal will get the kill. With that sore shoulder, it's two dinks that have given her those kills. Game point number two for Kearney Catholic, 26-25. Stars with Kylie Teal now to serve. Floats it across. Andrea Carson to Alexander. Grant in the middle. Half swing. Shutoff was able to pick it up. Ord will get it to Squires. Dug out by Carson. Chanticleer's back row attack. Allie Welniak got it. That's when you know you got a great volleyball team. The set's on the line, and you go back row. And Welniak didn't miss a beat. It was a beautiful swing, 26 all. Smith to serve now for the Chanticleers. Ord had four set points, couldn't finish. Kearney Catholics had two. Anna Squires sets. Shundoff on the left wing, paints it. Left pin, Courtney Shundoff, her third kill. 27-26. What volleyball we've seen tonight. It's Messbarger to serve it away for the Stars. Game point number three for Kearney Catholic. And Michelle floats it deep middle to Smith. Alexander sets outside. Welniak off the antenna. Ord drops the first set because the set was wide. Welniak had to reach back to try and pick it up. And into the net it went. And Kearney Catholic survives here in set number one when it looked like the Chanticleers were going to take the opener, 28-26, and we'll be back with the numbers right after this.
Buzz's Marine is proud to support high school sports. We can't think of anything that brings the family closer together. Well, maybe there's one thing. Buzz's Marine has brought the boating lifestyle to Nebraskans for over five decades, creating family memories that last a lifetime. We proudly showcase 8 acres of new and used sport boats, surf boats, deck boats, pontoons, and fishing boats. Go to buzzesmarine.com for a list of our full inventory. Family owned and operated for three generations. Discover why we are the home of family boating. Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue, Kearney.
You don't have to be a farmer to reap the benefits of being a Buffalo County Farm Bureau member. We work for farm families, but our work reaches well beyond the farm, benefiting Nebraskans in all walks of life. We are your neighbors. Through our work in supporting and promoting agriculture, education, health, and technology, we bring people together to better our community. We share in the values Nebraskans stand for: hard work, passion for the land, and a character rooted in faith and family. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau and support Nebraska agriculture.
Here's a first set number look for the Ord Lady Chanticleers. Morgan Alexander had one service point. Allie Smith, two service points. Allie Welniak, two service points, four kills. Danny Bruja, four kills. Cora Swoboda, two kills. Kate Grint, an ace block and two kills. Andrea Carson, one service point, two kills. Ashley Carson, three service points, one was an ace. 14 kills, one ace block, and one ace serve. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger had one service point. Kylie Teal, three kills. Ashlyn Schmatterer, one service point. Maddie Squires, one kill. Courtney Shundoff, one service point, three kills. Anna Squires, six service points. One was an ace, two ace blocks, four kills. Jordan Streit, two kills. Sarah Oldfather, two kills. And Jenny Beans, two service points. 15 kills, two ace blocks, one ace serve. Kearney Catholic fights off four game points to win the first set 28-26 over Ord in the battle of the top two teams in C1. The Lou Platte Conference Championship continues right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
It's a new day here at Long John Silver's. Together we're charting a new course forward. How? It's more than great-tasting, sustainably harvested seafood. We're bringing a renewed energy to better restaurant and guest experiences, fun and innovative new meal options, and, of course, great value. We're glad you're on the journey with us. If you haven't stopped by lately, we hope you will. We'll be happy to see you, and hope you and your family enjoy a seafood meal that will have you ringing the captain's bell on your way out. Long John Silver's, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Ready to start the second set. Ward will serve. Kearney Catholic will slide shunned off, and she'll hammer it off the back row for the kill. Kearney Catholic will pick up the first point on Shundoff's fourth kill. Ord's got to get off to a good start. That is a big punch to the gut, what just happened to the Chanticleers there in the first set. And Maddie Squires will serve it across. Alexander Carson blocked out of Squires. Great dig by Allie Smith. Swoboda returns but deep. You can just tell Ord's anxious. I thought they played better in the first set than Kearney Catholic, but Kearney Catholic got them there in the last 5-6 points and picked up a lot of key kills. Maddie Squires will serve it away again. Right side, Welniak near the pin, just got it in. Kearney Catholic on the floor trying to return it, but it's out of bounds. They bumped into each other, and that messed things up. Ord's on the board. But Ord had Kearney Catholic in that first set and let him go. For either team, it's hard to win three sets here tonight, but especially when you had the lead, which Ord did most of that first set. Allie Welniak to serve, barely picked up. Messbarger kept it alive. Passed across, free ball Ord. Alexander, Danny Bruja on the attack. Didn't get a lot on it, but trouble for Kearney Catholic. One arm up, Mighty Squires, and then Anna overswung and into the net it went. 2-2. Second meeting of the year, not in the same district, as the serve by Allie Welniak will slide deep and out of bounds. Kearney Catholic up 3-2. And back to serve it away will be Courtney Shundoff. And into the net it goes. So the teams are nice to each other. They both put it in the net, 3-3. And at the Class C State Softball Tournament, looks like Conestoga has finished off their game, beating Cozad in the winner's bracket 5-2. Bishop Newman knocked out Guardian Angels 8-2. As we said, Gretna beat Hastings, so Cozad the lone area team left. Back to action, Kylie Teal on the attack, and it is blocked out of bounds. Teal will get the kill. That tip that Kylie had fought off a game point. Ord played it would have been out of bounds. And it affected them on the next point where they let the serve fall for an ace. Key moment there in that first set. Jenny Beans to serve at 4-3. Ord will set Danny Bruja again. Off the tip, it's picked up by Maddie Squires. Sarah Oldfather will just send it across here. Chanticleers will go Andrea Carson off the single block for her third kill. Good balance, both teams. The coaches had talked about it. Even we asked Coach Matt Cain Fairbanks there at the end of his match from St. Paul. He talked about the balance that these teams have and that the seniors might be the difference for Ord. Andrea Carson serves it across. Again, the set takes Kylie Teal off the net so she can just knock it over softly, but Ord overswings again and puts it in the net. So Kearney Catholic on the side out, 5-4. And Anna Squires to serve it. She was the star for the Stars in the opening set. Cuts it across to Andrea Carson. Quick in the middle to Grant. And we've got a net violation on Kearney Catholic. When that whistle blows and the ball's still in play, you try to find what the story was. And in the net, called on Kearney Catholic. We had a high. And again, the officials tonight are the same officials we had on Tuesday. And there may have been 3 or 4 net calls the whole night. I think we had that in the first set tonight of the consolation game. So Ord serves with Smith, set Teal on the left wing, over the double block. Carson got to it, outside to Allie Welniak, on the angle, shunned off with the dig. Anna Squires really had to backpedal to get to it. Messbarger will take the swing out of the back row, and it just missed the back line. About 4 inches there, and Ward's on top, 6-5. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Alaria, Dannebrog, as the serve hit the net and fell over for an ace. And we're also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The podcasts are up. The podcasts are up from Tuesday night. There'll be photos of tonight's action coming up in the next day or two as well that you can use, download however you want for free, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Off the eighth serve, Allie Smith hit it again, and they'll get it to Teal on the outside. Was there a tip? Yes, there was. A late call by the up official. He says, I heard it. Kylie Teal will get her fifth kill. Again, Teal just played the first set, battling a shoulder problem here the last couple of weeks. Stars maybe haven't been quite as crisp during that time. Still winning as Teal will swat it across. Down 7-6. Alexander sets Welniak, who pounded it into Maddie Squire's block. 7-7. Kearney Catholic won the first set 28-26. Teal short serve. Smith comes up to make the play. Alexander sets Welniak again. Elevates over the double block and finds the far right corner for her fifth kill. First of this game. And Ord maintains an 8-7 lead. Ashley Carson's turn to rotate in and serve it away here. Ashley has been one of the top servers. Not a ton of aces, but enough to get her back there. A Shundoff on the rip, hit it out of bounds. Point Ord, 9-7. These teams are so good, they're trying to find a way to get an advantage here tonight, and you can see that it's starting to take effect. Couple of plays off the mark, and Ashley Carson fires an ace. Mishandled in the back row. 10-7. Chanticleer, second ace tonight for Ashley. Three aces for Ord as a team. And Carson serves it away again. Teal sets it to Shundoff. Big swing deep. This is exactly what we saw in the first set, and the exact same spot that Kearney Catholic coach Chris Connor will call the timeout. It was 11-7 Ord in the first. It's 11-7 Ord in the second. But Kearney Catholic did come back to win the opening game 28-26. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Students are back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska Land National Bank would like to show our support for area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From saving accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 4615 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
With our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson, Doug Duda back with you here at Centura High School, side of the 2015 Lou Platte Conference Volleyball Tournament. Glad to have you along with us. As the first set went to Kearney Catholic, 28-26. And now Ord's up 11-7 and serving with Ashley Carson, but Maddie Squires will get a middle attack and drive it home for the kill. Maddie with her second kill, side out for the Stars, down 11-8. And now Messbarger to serve it away. Fires it across, pass close to the net. Alexander dumps it over. Jordan Streit's able to save it. Set it to Maddie on the right side, and did it hit the tape? They call it in. Didn't get much of it, but Maddie went and used every inch of floor that she had. Back-to-back kills for the senior, who has been asked to move to setter this year after being one of the top attackers her sophomore and junior year for the state champion Stars, who have won it three in a row. And Messbarger's serve deep and out of bounds. Second service error of this set for Kearney Catholic. They had two in the first set as well. 12-9, Ord with the lead, trying to even it up here in the second set. Down the line to Teal, close to the net, Anna Squire slides Shundoff, big swing, nice dig out by Morgan Alexander. Cook will set Carson, who rolls it across. Messbarger with a great pancake to the right side, roll over Maddie Squires. Cook with an equal good play to Welniak, tips it over. Good rally going here at 12-9. Jordan Streit on the swing, blocked, one arm return. It is back and forth like a pinball. Ord has it, and they'll knock it off the block for the kill, Andrea Carson. 13-9, Chanticleer's now by four. Morgan Alexander to go again. There have not been a lot of long runs. Just one or two at a time from that service line. Maddie Squires from off the net will fire it across. Jordan Cook plays it. Ord has some trouble and will knock it over with Welniak. Free ball here. Stars, they go middle. Shunned off, and she mistimed her jump. Had to tap it about 3 feet and only got it 2. Point Ord. 14-9, and Kearney Catholic's already used the timeout. Alexander to add to the lead. At Teal, close to the net. Anna Squires had to just punch it out. It was the pass that messed it up. It's going to be an ace serve. 15-9. A six-point lead here. The Chanticleers looking for their first ever Lou Platt Conference title. They've won state, but they don't have an LPC title. Fired across to Messbarger. Set right side. Maddie Squires blocks Swoboda. The Chanticleers wait for it to come back over, and they weren't ready. Kylie Teal just set it over because she had to, and for some reason, Ord wasn't ready to dig it up. So a present there for Kearney Catholic, and Maddie Squires will go back and serve it away. That's a big one. Could have been a seven-point lead, almost enough that you couldn't overcome it. Now Andrea Carson on the attack will get it right back for Ord. And to tell you the truth, you know, Coach Connor was talking about that they just weren't clicking the first time they played. I think they're clicking less tonight, and they won the first set. It's a weird little game that we're watching here as Allie Welniak will serve it across at 16-10. The pass off the mark, set over by Shundoff, but into a great place. It'll make Ord scramble for it and just roll it across with Welniak. Set it back to Anna Squires. Big swing blocked by Bruja. Kearney Catholic dug it out, but I thought that was four hits. Yeah, that's right. It's the right call. Kearney Catholic didn't like it, but I thought that was four hits, and that's what they call. Point Ord, 17-10. Well, they have to go back and try and keep it going. And flies it back to Messbarger. Maddie Squires sets it, goes all the way to the other side to Anna, who rolls it over. Morgan Alexander tracks it down to Bruja from off the net. Her angle attack is down and good. Bruja, first kill of this set, fifth of the match. And, I mean, you look at the numbers here, 3-4, that's only the fifth kill Ord has in this set, and they're up 18-10. They got a couple of ace serves. They don't have an ace block. I mean, the Stars have committed a ton of errors, and Ord is up 18-10, forcing another timeout here for Kearney Catholic. But the Stars did come back and scratch out the first one, 28-26. So a lot of volleyball still to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Kearney Catholic now has used both of their timeouts. And being down 8 points is kind of another stunner. Kearney Catholic, when they've lost sets this year, they've all been close. This one's not. Allie Welniak serves it wide, tried to just go right down the line. She was standing on the far right, and it just sailed right on her. So out of the timeout, a service error, but Ord has a commanding 18-11 lead here as they're trying to even this championship up at a game apiece. And Schmatterer in to serve. Down the middle to Cook. Good pass to Alexander to Bruja on the outside, and they just can't stop her. Danny Bruja with her sixth kill, 19-11. And Cook to serve it away. Checking in for the chance is Caitlin DeRiso, who had an outstanding match. This is the first time she's been in. She's been battling some illness, and she checks in here. 19-11, Cook serves it across, set to the outside. Teal again, the set is wide. She's blocked. Kearney Catholic digs, passes it across. Ord scrambles. They get it to Bruja, and she set it deep. It was kind of a flat set because they had to scramble there, and Danny didn't really have a chance to hammer it straight down as usual. Point Stars. And now a little confusion about who's in, who's out. It's Beans time. Old Father back into the front row. And Jenny Beans now to serve it away. Stars need to get something going. I don't think they've had more than three in a row all night from the service line. Carson with the termination from the middle. Andrea with her sixth. And now she'll go back and serve it away. 20-12. Remember those Carson twins just running around the IGA when they were little and old, eating all the candy? And now, all state players as Andrea serves it across. Anna Squires knocks it across. Cook makes the play to Bruhoff from off the net. Angle attack picked up by Schmaderer. Set to Teal. Teal on the pin, left side. It's in. Kylie with her fourth kill of this set, seventh of the match. But again, the Stars unable to mount any kind of run from the service line. It's Anna Squires. She's the only one that has. Can she do it again? This has been the rotation the Stars have scored. Bruja overswings into the net. They do not call four hits, and Kearney Catholic's not going to get it back over. Wow. I think that's the first one they've missed all week. That was four hits. Ord gets the call, and it's 21-13. Coach Chris Connor pleading her case. Problem is, in volleyball, they hardly ever overturn any calls, because you would have called it to begin with. So Allie Smith to serve it away. 8-point Ord lead, trying to tie it at a set apiece. Smith across to Schmaderer. Anna Squires gets it to Kylie Teal, tries to take out some frustration. It's blocked. Ord back with the volleyball to Welniak. Big swing, dug out Schmaderer, or by Messbarger to Oldfather. Big swing. Everybody's swinging as hard as they can. Welniak blocked by Oldfather. Ord dug it out, got it over. But they say, did they say a lift? They did say a lift. Maybe a makeup call. Old Father will get the ace block here for Kearney Catholic. This is like Hagler-Hearns. If they stay this hard at it in the first three sets, that fourth and fifth is going to be tough if it goes that far. Kylie Teal serves, middle attack. DeRiso off the tape, and it kicked it straight left, so it's out of bounds. Point Kearney Catholic. And all the Stars have to do is get a couple more to make Ord start thinking about the first set where they let the lead get away. And Teal hit the net. It got across. It hit the floor. It's an ace serve. That's three in a row by Kearney Catholic. They've cut it to five, 21-16. Remember, Ord had four game points in the opening set and couldn't capitalize. Kearney Catholic won 28-26. Teal angled to Smith. Alexander had to tip it over and got it to the floor. Morgan Alexander, all she could do is redirect it, and she's able to get her first kill of the night. Ord 22, Kearney Catholic 16 in the second set. Kearney Catholic won the opener 28-26. Ashley Carson to serve it away. Strong again tonight at Shundoff. They'll set middle to Maddie Squires through the double block for the fourth kill of the night. Stars starting to show some signs of life. But Ord's got the lead and 3 points away from the set, 22-17. Michelle Messbarger to serve for Kearney Catholic. Sends a deep one. It's in. Smith makes the play. Long set over to Welniak. Rolls it over. Strike with the dig. Anna Squires sets Maddie on the right side. Big swing. Passed into the rafters. It's going to be a kill. It hit the rafters and threw off the defense for Ord. 22-18. Ord's going to call the timeout right here. So the 8-point lead is down to four as the Stars have scored five of the last six. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Game two, Ord 22, Kearney Catholic 18.
Nebraska weather is so unpredictable. Don't be left out in the storm with hail dents or even door dings. When your car plays the star in the episode of Nebraska Severe Weather, see the professionals at Dent Popper and Kearney to save you. Dent Popper can remove minor hail damage, door dings, and other minor dents without damaging the original paint. Joel, Scott, and the guys at Dent Popper know how important your vehicle is to you, and keeping it looking nice is what they do. Stop into Dent Popper today, just south of the library on First Avenue in Kearney.
From the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, Wilcox Hildreth has won the third set in the best of five over Amherst, 25-19. Keep you up to date as much as we can on everything else that's going on, but we've got a dandy right here. Kearney Catholic won the first set, and they're trying to come back in the second. 22-18, Ord with the lead. They'll go to Welniak on the outside. Pass by Teal went into the net, and they couldn't dig it out. Allie Welniak will pick up the kill. That is her sixth 23-18, back to the top of the rotation. Morgan Alexander to serve it away here for the Lady Chance. And it floats right down the line to Teal. Anna Squires to Maddie in the middle. Set it long, and it is game point for Ord. And they've got even more of a cushion than they did in the first set. 24-18. Six shots at it for Ord. And the first one. Morgan to Teal. Squires sets. Here comes Jordan Streit. She just set it across. It's wide and out of bounds, and Ord will win game two to even the Lou Platte Conference Championship between the number one and two teams in C1 at a game apiece. Kearney Catholic 28-26 in the first, Ord 25-18 in the second. Back with the numbers in a minute.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
October is Campus Visit Month at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. It's the best time of year to explore our beautiful campus and see how UNK can make a difference for you. You'll tour academic buildings, residence halls, the Wellness Center, and more. You'll learn about our quality academic programs, scholarship offers, and ways to get involved on campus. You'll get a taste of the UNK difference, an experience you won't soon forget. October is Visit Campus Month at UNK, so go online to visit.unk.edu and book your official tour today.
Let's take a quick look now at some of the numbers we had in that second set. First off, for Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger had two service points. Kylie Teal had three service points. One of them was an ace. She had four kills. Maddie Squires had a service point, an ace block, and four kills. Courtney Shundoff, one kill. Sarah Oldfather, an ace block. Nine kills, two ace blocks, one ace serve. Anna Squires had the first set, Maddie had the second one, and everybody else played around them. For Ord, it was Morgan Alexander with four service points. One was an ace. She had one kill. Then you move to Allie Smith, two service points. One was an ace. Allie Weliak had three service points and two kills. Danny Bruja, two kills. Andrea Carson, four kills. And Ashley Carson, two service points. One was an ace. But Ord only had nine kills. No ace blocks, three ace serves. No way those numbers should ever win you a set in a battle of these two teams. But it was not a well-played set. A ton of errors. Bottom line is Ord won it 25-18 to even this championship at a set apiece. Kearney Catholic and Ord, set three, best of five when we continue.
Hey folks, Brian here with You Betcha Auto. My family and I are excited to tell you about the opening of our second location in Cairo, Egypt. I mean Nebraska. We have a large selection of cars, trucks, and camels. I mean SUVs that will fit any budget. You Betcha Auto in St. Paul and now Cairo. You Betcha. We try our best to be the best. Check us out at YouBetchaAuto.com.
With over 60 years of experience, Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating is the company to trust with all your heating needs. Winter will be here soon. Is your heating system ready? Don't be caught without your system working properly when you need it the most. Kelly and the crew will check out everything on your furnace or heat pump to make sure it's ready for all those cold days. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating in Kearney at 308-236-6437 or in Holdridge at 995-4481 or on the web at andersonbros.com.
Update from the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Amherst won the first two sets, but Wilcox Hildreth was able to win the third, and so they go to a fourth set there. Here, Maddie Squires will serve it away for Kearney Catholic, but it's going to go into the net, and Ord will pick up the first point on a service error. Morgan Alexander across to Messbarger, and they'll set Shundoff on our right side. She'll hammer it home. Courtney had a really good match on Tuesday, moving her to the outside here recently. And Courtney will get kill number five. She's out. Schmatterer is in. Again, a near-capacity crowd here at Centura. The Kearney Catholic band keeping people fired up, but both sides full. Serve across, Chanticleer has decided to just bump it over with Carson. Jordan Streit has to set it to Anna Squires in the middle. Off the tape, it gives Alexander a chance to dig it. Back row, Allie Smith on the return. Maddie Squires sets for the stars to Anna, and it's deep. Out of bounds. point. Chanticleer's 2-1. First set back and forth until we got to 7-7, Ord up 11-7. Second set back and forth till we got to 7-7, Ord up 11-7. So let's see if the diagram changes a little bit here in set three. Allie Welniak to serve. And again, I believe Caitlin DeRiso is a little under the weather for Ord. She's barely played and four hits called on Kearney Catholic. Didn't really have a chance to talk with Wendy Alexander before the game because of the length of our third place match, which Donovan Trumbull won in five sets. It's 3-1, Ord, and Allie Welniak on the serve. Kylie Teal, boy, they have not got good sets to her tonight. She's still handling most of them. Carson with the attack, blocked by Anna Squires. Half the Ord team on the floor trying to save it, but it just couldn't be done. And Anna will get her third ace block, the fifth of the match here for the Stars. Jenny Beans to serve it away. Has that same routine every time. Goes to that right corner, has a certain way that she walks back there to serve it. And this time it hit the net, popped in the air, wouldn't go over. So the second service error early here in the third set for Kearney Catholic. Again, earlier tonight in that consolation, St. Paul won the first set 25-19. Then 26-24, 25-23 was Donovan Trumbull. St. Paul forced a fifth, but Donovan Trumbull won it 15-11 behind Lauren Heinrichs. 26 kills and 6 ace blocks. There's a good swing by Teal, but Ord picks it up, returns it with Carson. They'll try Teal again on the left wing. Angle attack. Cook lays out to save it to Danny Bruja, and it's deep. Was there a tip? Doesn't matter. Kearney Catholic was in the net. And they called a tip. So all the way around, that was going to be an Ord point. And if they're going to call the tip, I'm going to give the kill to Danny Bruja. Jordan Cook serving it away here at 5-2. That was her first service point of the match. We're even at a game apiece. And the serve into the corner to Messbarger. Set from Maddie to Anna. And an easy one that time for Anna Squires, who needed to get back on track, had a big first set, then was relegated to really doing most of the setting in the second set, which she did well. But that first set, 4 kills, couple ace blocks, 6 points from the service line, nothing in the second. Now here in the third, she'll serve it away, down 5-3. Ord will get it to Bruja. Alexander set it a little too close to the net, but a nice swing. Ord able to get it over. Schmaderer digs it up. They return it. Bruja with the dig. Overset. Nobody's ready for Ord. Into the net it goes. Little miscommunication there. And maybe from time to time you can't exactly hear what the call is. Alexander was running away from where she went to set it to. They just might not have heard her. 5-4. And a serve. Cook makes a nice dig. Slide it to Grant. Her first swing in a while. Off the back row and good. Third kill for Kate Grant. Ord 6, Kearney Catholic 4. Third set. Best of 5 of the Lou Platt Conference Championships. We are even. At a game apiece, Bill Warner's going to go get some popcorn. Serves across by Carson. Set to the outside. Teal inside the left pin. Wide open corner. Eighth kill for Kylie Teal. Side out Kearney Catholic. Teal to go back and serve it away. The Stars at no point tonight have been dominant. And the serve, they let it go and hit the line. Carson thought it was going to be wide, and it just caught the tape. 6-6. And Kylie with her second ace. And again, it's hard to be dominant if you don't get a run going. Ord's had a couple 3-mini runs. Kearney Catholic's had one and maybe a half. A knuckleball across from Teal. Cook gets it to Alexander. Quick middle. Grant hammered it home. Best hit of the night. Whew. Go check the air pressure in the ball. Kate Grant. Hello. 7-6 Chanticleers. Allie Smith to serve it away. Takes a little extra breath, then knuckles it over to Teal. Anna Squires, the center, gets it way out here to Shundoff. Carson makes the dig, but nobody else gets it after that. Courtney Shundoff with her sixth kill. 7-7. Okay, here we go. For the third straight set, it's been 7-7. The last two sets, Ord scored 4 in a row both times. Will that change here? Kearney Catholic has the serve with Michelle Messbarger. Drives it deep. Up the arm of Carson. Miscommunication. They're going to have to set it over. Free ball for the Stars. Anna Squires slides Shundoff. She's blocked. or not. Four hits. What do we got here? Yeah, four hits. Going to say no block, so Ord gets the point. There's number eight. And here's Ashley Carson. They're right where they want to be in the rotation. She's got two ace serves already tonight. Ashley and Andrea twins. And a nice serve down the middle by the lefty. Ord will wait for the attack by Maddie Squires. Andrea Carson digs. Set to Allie Waliak through the double block. Messbarger digs. Anna Squires will set Jordan Strite. Rolled it over. Nice save by Ashley Carson. But Ord put it above the net. And Maddie Squires will tip it down. The second hit after that great dig by Ashley got passed above the net. And Maddie Squires will get her sixth kill. And there will not be an 11-7 here in the third set. It's 8-8. And Maddie floats it across. Pass off the mark. Ord's going to have to scramble. They do. Free ball here. Chanticleer's waiting for it. Courtney Shundoff on the attack. It's deep. Deep and out of bounds. 9-8 Ord. And back to the top of the service rotation with Morgan Alexander. Will anybody score on their serve again? Floats across Messbarger to Anna Squires. Angle attack. Cook with the dig. Alexander to Andrea Carson. Down and good. And yes, they can score on their serve. Seventh kill for Andrea Carson. Alexander now with six service points. Update in Major League Baseball. The Mets have something going in the seventh. They lead the Dodgers 3-2, two on, two outs on ESPN. 14-60, 15-50, strong serve over to Jordan Strite. They get it to Anna Squires from the 10-foot line. It's across, but Ord misplayed it, and it's going to be returned out of bounds. Point, Kearney Catholic, 9-9. In the NFL Thursday night football, New Orleans about ready to tack on more points, and they already lead Atlanta 17-7 in the third. So I guess the New Orleans pass defense is stepping up tonight and holding Atlanta down. But again, Atlanta's come from behind in four of their five wins in the fourth quarter. Here's Hallie Waliak, middle attack. No answer for that. 10-9, 11-9, excuse me. Or should it be 10-9? Says 11-9 on the scoreboard, and Allie Waliak goes back to serve it away. And it hit the net, but just enough to pop it up so that the Stars could play it to Kylie Teal. Take it to the right side. Andrea Carson off the block. Jordan Strite will have to set it back row to Messbarger. She'll take the swing. That might work. It does. Michelle Messbarger gets her first kill, and it comes from the libero position. And Jenny Beans will come in and serve. So they do have 11-10 as the score here on the scoreboard, which is where you would keep the score. Allie Waliak waiting on the serve receive. Cook steps in front and makes the overpass on the serve receive. And Oldfather will have to pass it back for Kearney Catholic. Both teams out of system. Here's the middle attack, Carson. She tries to cut it against the grain, and it's wide and out of bounds. 11-all. Beans ready to go. We're tied at a set apiece here on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Strong serve, pass towards the net. Somehow Ord stayed out of the net, passed it over. Stars try to get it to Kylie Teal. She'll slap it off the net. It pops in the air. Bruja with the dig. Back over to Carson. She'll roll it across. It's good. Chanticleer's 12-11. Andrea with her eighth kill. And it'll be Cook to serve. 28-26, Kearney Catholic in the first. 25-18, Ord in the second. Cook serve. Just got over. Picked up Schmatterer. Set middle, Anna Squires. Over the double block and good. Number six for Anna. 12-12. What a battle we've got going on here tonight at Centura. Glad you're a part of it. Doug Duda with you on this Thursday night. Just a couple weeks to go in the regular season. And the Stars trying to find themselves. Struggled a little bit over the last 2 weeks, and Ord is hungry as they can be to win a conference title. Right side attack, Maddie Squires, not Cook over, but she made the play. Andrea Carson blocked by Oldfather, but it just fell out of bounds. So Carson with her ninth kill. That is a match high now for either team. And we're halfway home in set number three, 13-12, Chanticleer's Andrea Carson to serve. Spins it over to Teal. Anna Squires sets back to Teal. Rattles it off the block for kill number nine. 13-13. So few points off the serve. Any two in a row is big at this point. Kylie Teal to put it across. Carson all by herself, but that's where they go. Set it for Grant Hammers. Oh, they called it out. It was in. It was clearly in. Kearney Catholic gets a break. They missed one. That's okay. It's the first one they missed. We're all human, and it's at a point in the match where it's not going to determine the match. Just 14-13, Kearney Catholic. And the serve across by Kylie Teal and an ace. Now Ord can't let it get to him. That's the one thing they can't let that happen. 15-13. Kearney Catholic up by two. Do you realize that equals their largest lead at any point tonight? 15-13. Short serve. Cook has it. Alexander sets to Bruja. She's blocked. Cook's there with the dig. Dumped over by Alexander. Maddie Squires is there. Anna will set Shundoff off the net. Rolls it across, and it's good. Kearney Catholic is up by three. They have scored four in a row. Seventh kill for Shundoff. And a timeout on the floor by the Chanticleers. We're in the third set of the Lou Platte Conference Championship. Even at a game of feast, the Stars have mojo for the first time tonight. 16-13 in the third. This time I brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
It's a new day here at Long John Silver's. Together we're charting a new course forward. How? It's more than great-tasting, sustainably harvested seafood. We're bringing a renewed energy to better restaurant and guest experiences, fun and innovative new meal options, and, of course, great value. We're glad you're on the journey with us. If you haven't stopped by lately, we hope you will. We'll be happy to see you, and hope you and your family enjoy a seafood meal that will have you ringing the captain's bell on your way out. Long John Silver's, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Doug Duda with you here at Centura. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. Kearney Catholic has put together a 4-0 run for just the second time tonight. The other one was when they were down 24-21 in the first. 24-20, excuse me, in the first. And now, Danny Bruja out. Caitlin DeRiso is going to come in. Kylie Teal is at the service line trying to add to the Stars' lead. Here's Grant in the middle. Termination. Chanticleers. So Ord out of the timeout. Gets the volleyball back. DeRiso comes out. Smith in. And for Kate Grant, that is her fifth kill. And it's her third of this set. Smith to serve now. Trying to get things closer. Floats it deep middle. Mesparger, oh, they had some problems. She passed it above the net. Free ball tipped down. Point for the Chanticleers. Allie Weliak will get the kill. And it looks like that's number seven for Allie. 16-15. Kearney Catholic just opened up a little late there and didn't get a clean pass. This one's good to Shundoff, but into the net. And just like that, error, error, error. And Ord has tied it at 16. Old Father in and back out. Emily Moore, who was in there for just a moment. Allie Smith looking for three in a row to give Ord the lead back. In the third, we're tied at 16 and even at a set apiece across the Shundoff. Set middle for Maddie. Squires got the kill. Boy, the Squires sisters have such a good movement on that volleyball. They control it. They can hammer it. They can put a lot of topspin on it. And for Maddie, she's going to get her seventh kill. 17-16, Kearney Catholic. Michelle Mesparger to serve into the net. 17-all. Service error number three of this set. And back into the ball game will be Ashley Carson. 5 points from the service line. Two aces so far in the match. Stars will get out of the way and let that back row handle this. Teal to Anna Squires, to Maddie on the right side. Short tip. Alexander slides on those knee pads to pick it up. Tipped over by Weliak. Free ball. Kearney Catholic to Jordan Streit from the middle. Got it. Jordan Streit with just her third kill. But it's enough to give Kearney Catholic the lead back at 18-17. As we said, these teams were so hard, swinging the ball, swinging so hard early in this match that it kind of affected them at the end of the second set. And now it's slowed back down again. Matty Squires serves it across. Ord moves quickly. Allie Welniak blocked up front by Anna Squires. Her fourth ace block. 19-17. Kearney Catholic. Again, the top two teams in C1. Ord 24-1. Kearney Catholic 26-1. That loss to Ord. Here comes the slide. Cora Swoboda went far corner. It's just deep. And the Stars rattle off three in a row again. 20-17. Maddie Squires tries to lengthen the lead here for Kearney Catholic. Takes it into the middle. Smith to Alexander. Going to get a good swing out of Welniak. Was it blocked? They say yes. Back to Welniak. Kearney Catholic to Strite. She'll take it over on a two ball, and nobody's home for the Chanticleers. Jordan Strite with her fourth kill. 21-17, Kearney Catholic. And let's see if this is where Coach Alexander uses it. Yes, she will, her final timeout. So we're even at a set apiece, and Kearney Catholic leads in the third set. Best of five, remember, so there's still more to play. 21-17, this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Barinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
And welcome back to High School Volleyball. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson, getting you through this Thursday night. The annual Lou Platt Conference Tournament, which is always outstanding. Update from the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Wilcox Hildreth 26-24 in the fourth. So Amherst won the first two. Wilcox Hildreth the next two. They're going to five in the FKC. Serve across. Slide to Swoboda off the back foot. Got it across. Kearney Catholic to Shundoff. Tips it into the net. Swoboda with a great save. Right back across it comes to the Chanticleers. Allie Welniak on the left wing. Dug by Messbarger. Dumped over Anna Squires. Can Ord keep it alive? Couple of one-hand punches, and they do. Free ball here for the Stars. Anna Squires in the middle. A great dig by Allie Smith to Welniak. And we've got a great rally going here as Shundoff will tip it over and end the point. Kearney Catholic. Five in a row by the Stars, their longest run of the night. Shundoff, her eighth kill. 22-17. And now it looks like Kearney Catholic has established themselves going into the fourth. It'll be Ord that needs to pick it up. Outside Allie Welniak, got it to go down. So right back over to the Chanticleers. Do they have enough time, though? Eighth kill for Allie. And Morgan Alexander to serve, so they're back at that top of the rotation. First server for Ord. Morgan, a little deep, and got an ace. She made Kearney Catholic backpedal. They're not used to Alexander going quite so powerful. And Morgan will get her second ace of the match. 22-19. Same spot. Picked up this time. Set middle, Anna Squires. Down to the floor it goes. Number 7 for Anna. 23-19 Stars. Third set. Ashlyn Schmatterer in to serve. Tell you, the fans on both sides have stood up more in this match than I've seen in a long, long time. Schmatterer knuckles it across to Smith. Alexander, good set. Outside Swoboda, off the block, down and good. That's just the third kill for Cora. She got out of the gates real quick tonight in the first set, but pretty quiet since. Now DeRiso in for one rotation. And Allie Welniak to serve for Coach Alexander. 23-20, Kearney Catholic in the third, even at a game apiece. Welniak serves it pretty deep, but it's played by Schmatterer. Set to Anna Squires. Tipped it across. It's game point. Good court vision there by the junior Anna Squires. Game point, Kearney Catholic, 24-20. And Jenny Beans will come in to serve it away to give the Stars a 2-1 lead. Now remember, this is exactly where Ord was in the first set and couldn't do it. Beans serve to Cook. Alexander sets, too close to the net, and nothing they can do with it. Kearney Catholic will win the third set and go up 2-1, 25-20. We'll be back with the numbers as the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Championship continues here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Well, the Kearney Catholic Pep Band making a little noise, and the Stars finally doing that there in set number three. Let's take a look at the numbers. First off, for the Ord Lady Chanticleers, Jordan Cook had a service point. Morgan Alexander, two service points. One was an ace. Allie Smith had a couple of service points. Allie Welniak, a service point and two kills. Danny Bruja, one kill. Cora Sobota, one kill. Kate Krent, three kills. Andrea Carson, three kills. And that looks like the numbers here in game number three. Ord 10 kills, no ace blocks, one ace serve for Kearney Catholic. Michelle Messbarger had a kill. Kylie Teal had a pair of ace serves, had four total points there in the set. She also had two kills. Ashlyn Schmaderer had a service point. Maddie Squires, two kills. Courtney Shundoff, four kills. Anna Squires, four kills and two ace blocks. Jordan Streit, two kills. And Jenny Beans, two service points. 15 kills, two ace blocks, two ace serves. Kearney Catholic takes game three, 25-20, and has a 2-1 lead over Orr to the best of five of the Lou Platte Conference Championship, which continues after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
At AseraCare Hospice, we care for your family like you are a part of ours. Through compassionate hospice services, we help to alleviate fears and concerns so that you and your loved ones can focus on the joy of everyday moments. We celebrate the memories and special occasions of a life well lived and provide support and assistance so you feel comforted throughout the hospice journey. For more information about our services, visit us online at aseracare.com. AseraCare Hospice, caring for moments that matter.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
We go to the fourth set. Ord will serve it away first. Kearney Catholic digs it, but it goes into the ceiling, and they're not able to pass it back across, so the Chanticleers and Morgan Alexander will pick up the service point. 1-0, Ord. Second serve, deep and out of bounds. 1-1. And it'll be Maddie Squires to go back and serve. Started off here for Kearney Catholic, trying to repeat as the conference champions. Beat Ord in four last year. And Ord's going to have to win this set to force a fifth. Sobota takes it over. Dug out by Teal to Shundoff. Her attack is down and good. Courtney Shundoff with her ninth kill. For Kearney Catholic, nine for Shundoff, nine for Kylie Teal, eight for Anna Squires, seven for Maddie Squires. As Maddie serves it away. Passed over the net. Free ball, Shundoff. Shundoff gets number 10. 3-1, Kearney Catholic. For Ord, nine kills for Andrea Carson. Looks like I've got eight for Allie Welniak, seven for Danny Bruja, five for Kate Grant. But Ord's got to get that block going. It is non-existent as the serve goes into the net. Maddie trying that short serve that works a majority of the time, but not that time. Allie Welniak to serve. Kearney Catholic has six ace blocks compared to one for Ord. Welniak serve. Across it comes to Messbarger. Set to the right side. Shundoff unloads. They're going to call it out. That was very close either way. Just misses. Weliak, 0.33. Not a lot of reaction because the fans knew how close it was. And Alley gets this one across to Messbarger. Maddie Squire sets it up for Anna. Rips it off the tape, and it went around the double block for the kill. Number 9 for Anna. 4-3 Stars. Whenever the match ends, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Final stats, scores, coach interview. Stay with us. Schmaderer in to serve. Goes to Weliak, deep right corner. Out to Bruja. Attack on the angle. Off Schmaderer to the back wall. Danny Bruja with her 8th kill. 4-4. They're going to need her. They're going to need everybody, really. Especially with DeRiso being down under the weather. Has barely played. And she was one of the three gals that had more than 15 kills on Tuesday. Remember, Orb had to play tough 5 sets on Tuesday. Free ball comes across to the Chanticleers. Alexander sets middle. Carson, it's overpassed right back to him. Great dig by Messbarger. Bruja, an arm on it. Messbarger again. They pick it out of the stands. Ward's got to do it one more time. Alexander sends Krint, slaps it over. Kearney Catholic, another dig. Back row attack by Schmaderer, and it's wide. Oh, my. My, oh, my. If Kearney Catholic would have won that point, we would have seen a huge momentum shift. But Ord does, 5-4, and Cook will serve again, but into the net, 5-5. That was a big point for Ord, but they didn't take advantage of it. Brought to you by the special people at AseraCare Hospice. Caring for the moments that matter with locations in Kearney, Grand Island, and York, serving all the Tri-Cities and beyond. Call AseraCare Hospice today for your loved ones when they need the right care at the right time. Server cross, Jenny Beans. Ord goes quickly to Bruja. Beans digs it, and it's returned. Kylie Teal for the kill. Jenny Beans. She's in there to serve, and she made a key dig. Kill number 10 for Kylie Teal. 6-5 Stars. Beans on the serve. A little stronger. Cook makes a nice pass to Alexander. Slide it to Grant. Angle attack wide. Ward has not been very good on the slide tonight. I don't know if they're overcutting it, if the set's not quite high enough. Seems like 3 or 4 times the timing's not there. The attacker doesn't get to the ball quick enough. And Beans will fire another laser. Trouble Ord. They will pass it over. Free ball. Kearney Catholic. Beans got it. Squire sets. Maddie to Anna. Tips it over. Point. Kearney Catholic. And now Ord's got to be careful. They can't let the Stars get a big lead here. It's 8-5, and the Stars are up 2-1. Beans fires again. And that's too strong, out of bounds. Well, she got 3, was looking for one more. See if she could knock the ace home. Didn't work. She checks out, and back in is Messbarger, the libero. Andrea Carson now to serve for Ord. Down 8-6 and 2-1. Maddie Squire sets to Teal. Again, it's a little off the mark, and it's deep. 8-7. Ward takes advantage of the error. That's just the second service point for Andrea Carson in rotation tonight. This one a little deeper. Schmaderer backs up, picks it up. Short set, quick middle. Termination. Anna Squires on the short set from Maddie. Number 11 now. Anna, the leading attacker for the Stars. 9-7. She'll go back and serve it away. Anna into the corner to Carson. Alexander sets Bruja. Big run. Blocked up there. Dig by Grant. Waiting for it to come down. They'll set it to the 10-foot line. Carson takes it over. Now the Stars in control. Right side, Maddie Squires off the block. The dig by Cook. Dumped over by Alexander. Great job. Oh, they're going to say it didn't hit the floor. Kearney Catholic passed it over. Now Ord's in trouble. Short one to Grant. Into the net. Big call there. Saying that Kearney Catholic made the dig, made the pancake. 10-7, Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic's not had this big a lead at this point in any of the first 3 sets. Anna Squires on the serve tries to add to it. Ord needs the ball. Danny Bruja on the attack. Off the tip, it's picked up. Messbarger set outside. Kylie Teal, termination. The Stars are starting to feel it a little bit. It's been 11-7 in 3 of the 4 sets, but the first 2, it was Ord. Now it's Kearney Catholic. Anna Squires will wait as Ord will call their first timeout, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC, the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Championship match. It is Kearney Catholic up 2-1 at 11-7 in the fourth here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
And we have a final from the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. After being down 2-0, Wilcox Hildreth is your conference tournament champion. The Falcons win the fifth set over Amherst, 15-12. That's after they won the fourth, 26-24. So great action over there tonight in Axtell. But guess we're going to trump them. We're going to play longer. Anna Squires serves for the Stars out of the timeout. Crit for Ord drives it over. Doug Schmaderer, but they can't pick it up out of the net. And a kill for Kate Grint. That will be her sixth. Kate maybe picking up a little bit of the slack here with DeRiso not being able to play much tonight. Allie Smith now to serve it away. 11-8 or down three. Floats it back middle off Schmaderer. Anna Squires sets Teal left wing over the double block, but it looks like it's wide, and it is. Teal has not missed many since that first set, but an attack error gives Ord the ball and the point. Smith to serve again. And Smith dumps it down that left wing to Teal. Here's this. Well, I thought they were going to go slide. Instead, they go to Maddie Squires, who gets the line right in front of the Ord bench. And Maddie with her eighth kill. Stars 12, Chanticleers 9. Again, most of this crowd was here waiting about an hour and a half because they didn't know that consolation game was going to go five sets, which Donovan Trumbull won. 15-11 in the fifth, and now Ord with an attack error, just trying to tip it over the net. And we'll see DeRiso come in and Kate Grint check out. 13-9. And Kylie Teal at the service line. Three aces already for her tonight. Andrea Carson to Alexander to the outside. Weliak with a big swing down and good. They need Allie to get going too. That is her 10th kill, but first of this set, 13-10. And Ashley Carson in. This has been a good rotation for Ord. Will it be again? Ashley left-hander across, passes off the mark. Oldfather saved it, and it's tapped across. Swoboda to Alexander to Welniak, who hit it in the net. Oh, sometimes you just swing too hard. And both teams have been really letting it rip today. 14-10 Stars, keeping that lead between 3 and 4 points. Mesbarger serves it across. The Chanticleers get it going. High set for Allie Welniak on the angle attack. Mesbarger finds it. Here's Jordan Streit. She'll drive it down the line. Handled there by Smith. Again, it's Welniak. Tries the middle. Another Mesbarger dig. Maddie Squires rolls it across. Cook's ready for it. It'll be a slide to Swoboda, but again, that timing's off. So Kearney Catholic gets a chance here with Maddie Squires, and she'll rattle it home. Ord's got to quit doing the slide. It's not working. It's just not there tonight for the Chanticleers. Ninth kill for Maddie Squires, 15-10. Stars have now scored four of the last five. Michelle Mesbarger serves it over. Quick dump over by Ord. Right back at him by the Stars. Alexander, middle of the floor, goes to Welniak. Blocked! Courtney Shundoff. First ace block of the match. And now it is 16-10, Kearney Catholic. And Ord is going to use their second timeout. The Chanticleers now, they need a little luck. They should have won the first set. They did not. And now they find themselves with their back against the wall. Down 2-1 and 16-10 in the fourth. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Again, we want to say a big thank you to Athletic Director Nate Weaver and the crew here at Centura. It's been a long day and a long night for them as well, and it's not over yet. Can Ord find a way to get back in it? Major League Baseball, the Dodgers, they have their backs against the wall. Four outs left in their season. Mets 3, Dodgers 2, two out in the bottom of the eighth. The Saints lead the Falcons 24-14 Thursday night football with 8.5 to go. Back to volleyball here. And it's on the star side to Maddie Squires. Off the pin, down and good. Inside the pin, not off the pin, or it'd be out. Maddie Squires with her 10th kill. And I think they're wearing down the Chanticleers. Mess Barker to serve. Michelle way deep. She even covers her mouth with her two hands as if to say, what was that? And back over to the Chanticleers. Ward's got to keep that fire, though, down 17-11. That's how they won the second set. Slide Courtney Shundoff wide and out of bounds. Had to get the linesman out of the way, but he made the right call. So Ward picks up the point on the attack error. Alexander again. They need to get three or four at a time here for a while. Hit the net. Fell over for an ace. The Stars were there, and they all kind of looked at it. 17-13, Coach Chris Connor off the bench saying, don't lose your focus, ladies. Third ace for Alexander. Coach Wendy Alexander saying, let's keep it going. A little deeper serve. Ooh, it's just out. Kylie Teal pulled her hands back at the last moment. Trying to stay aggressive, but missed by about a foot there, and it's 18-13, Kearney Catholic. Maddie Squires to serve. Picked up by Allie Smith. Good pass to Alexander. Middle attack. Welniak goes for the tip. Maddie Squires slides to make the dig. Anna Squires with the 10-foot line. Puts it across. Ord will set right side. There's Swoboda. She'll get the termination. Or no, Carson, excuse me. Carson with the termination. Number 10 for Andrea. She led them, I believe it was 17, in just that three-set win that they had over Kearney Catholic. And Welniak to serve over to Teal. Good pass. Set outside for Anna, but into the net. An attack error. A three-point game. Ord's cut it back down to three, 18-15. They were down seven just a little bit ago, and they've went on a 5-1 run. But they've still got a ways to go in this rally scoring in the fourth set. Welniak over to Teal. Maddie Squires near the net. Set close to the net. Blocked up front by Swoboda. Anna Squires was blocked by Cora Swoboda, just the second ace block of the match, and Ord will force the Kearney Catholic timeout. And the Chanticleer fans say, we never die. 18-16, Stars still lead into the fourth, and they're up 2-1. But here come the chants. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
You are listening to the Lou Platte Conference Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ord, Caro, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We are getting deep in the fourth set of the championship game after our consolation game went five sets tonight. Donovan Trumbull getting out of the quarters for the first time ever. We're swept by Kearney Catholic in the semis, a five-set win over St. Paul tonight. Back to action with Welniak on the serve. Kearney Catholic goes to Shundoff. Right side, got the kill. So took the timeout, set up the play. Four different Stars in double figures with kills. And it's 19-16, Kearney Catholic in the fourth, up 2-1. The key was the 28-26 comeback in game one when they were down 24-21. Schmatterer serves it across, set to Bruja. Got a good run at it, and that means see you later. Danny Bruja with her ninth kill. I know I've said it before, and I hope it's not overstating it, but just what she's done this year for Ord when we've seen him has been so much. Waiting her turn last year, what a performance she's had. Serve across, Kearney Catholic just tipped it over. Great dig there to save it away. Cook, Carson on the attack, and it's dug by Messbarger. Set over by Maddie Squires, tracked down by Welniak. Danny Bruja rolls it across. Big point here. Anna Squires in the middle terminates. Boy, some chances taken on both sides, and Anna Squires steps up and finishes it. 5 points away from another Lou Platt Conference championship. And here comes Jenny Beans. Had a little 3-0 run to get him that cushion earlier in this set. And Beans across to Cook. Alexander, high set middle. Carson missed it deep. And the Stars only had a single block up. And an unusual error there for Ord. 21-17. Remember, Ord's out of their timeouts. And they want to make a substitution just to slow it down. DeRiso out, Grint in. Carson Welniak, Cook back on serve receive for Orr. Jenny Beans goes again. Pretty deep. They let it go, and it's in. It's in. It hit the tape. Ace served the first of the night for Beans, but she's got 9 points, getting the job done at 22-17. Boy, two big points there for the Stars. Might be the ones that determine it. Another deep serve that they have to play. Alexander sets Bruja, big swing. Down low with the dig, Schmatterer. Set to Old Father, tipped at the net, and we have got a double hit on the set of Kearney Catholic. Double hit on the set of Kearney Catholic. I think Ord was going to win the point on a block anyway. And Ord's got to go, and they got to go now. They're down 22-18 in the fourth set, and Kearney Catholic's up 2-1 here in the Lou Platt Championship. And Andrea Carson to serve. Knuckles it across, pass off the mark, and they're just going to bump it across. So free ball for Ord. Alexander sets to Bruja, and she puts it away as it's blocked out of bounds. Danny Bruja with her 10th kill. Three Chanticleers in double digits. But they've still got work to do. Andrea Carson, they haven't done much with her service rotation. Pass to Maddie Squires, high set to Kylie Teal. Rolls it across for the point. She was smiling while that ball was still in the air because she knew it was going to work. 12th kill for Teal, 23-19. Anna Squires, who's actually one of the top servers tonight, they've started to catch her in that department, 23-19. Serve across to Carson. Ward gets it to Bruja. Danny off the tip, one arm saving a back row by Messbarger, but they can't get it as it hits the basketball standard. And Bruja with her 11th kill. Side out, Chanticleers, 23-20. And it is Allie Welniak's turn to serve it. I think Ord wants a rotation check here just to make sure. Wouldn't want to do it now. And what's going on? Now they're rolling the ball over to Kearney Catholic. Looks like they're replaying the point. They did not change the scoreboard. I don't know what the call was. They're replaying the point, 23-19. So here's Ord. Middle, Kate Grant off the block. Dug out there by Kylie Teal. Run down Squires. Back row swing, Messbarger, but it's deep and out of bounds. So Ord does get the point, 23-20. Smith comes in. Bruja out. Allie Smith to serve. The Chanticleers got to get a couple here. 23-20, Stars. Smith with the serve. Safely across to Schmatterer. Anna Squires sets. You know it's to Maddie in the middle. It's off of Cook, and then Ord watched it fall to the floor. Oh, man. Cook put it up. Should have been played, but it wasn't, and it is championship point once again for Kearney Catholic. It'll be Kylie Teal staying in to serve for the Lou Platt Conference Championship. To Smith, Alexander will set. Welniak close to the net. Into the net. It's blocked by Old Father, and Kearney Catholic is your Lou Platt Conference champions. As the set took Ord into the net, it was blocked down by Kearney Catholic anyway. And the two teams have now split their matches this season. Kearney Catholic fell to Ord 2-1 2 weeks ago. And tonight, the Stars, who didn't have their best stuff early, found a way to gut it out by winning 25-20 here in the fourth set. 27-1 Kearney Catholic, 24-2 Ord, and we may see a meetup one more time down in Lincoln. Coming up, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. All the final stats, coach interviews, and more on this late night of high school volleyball here on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Students are back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska-Land National Bank would like to show our support for area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From saving accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at nebraskalandbank.com or stop by 4615 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska-Land National Bank.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to Centura High School, where it's time for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Kearney Catholic wins set 4, 25-20 to win the championship 3-1, just like they did last year, a 4-set victory over Ord. The numbers I had in that fourth set for the Chanticleers, Jordan Cook had a service point. Morgan Alexander had 3 service points. One of those was an ace. Allie Smith had a service point. Allie Welniak, 3 service points and 3 kills. Danny Bruja had 4 kills. Cora Swoboda had an ace block. Kate Grint had 1 kill. And Andrea Carson, 2 service points and a kill. So overall, looks like I had 7 kills, was all for Ord, 1 ace block, and 1 ace serve. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger had 3 service points. Kylie Teal had a service point and 3 kills. Maddie Squires, 2 service points and 4 kills. Courtney Shundoff, an ace block and 4 kills. Anna Squires, 2 service points and 4 kills. Sarah Oldfather, an ace block. And Jenny Beans had 5 service points. 1 was an ace. 14 kills, 2 ace blocks, 1 ace serve, as Kearney Catholic wins it 25-20 to claim the conference championship. The cumulative stats, coaches' interviews, coming up. Stay with us.
October is Campus Visit Month at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. It's the best time of year to explore our beautiful campus and see how UNK can make a difference for you. You'll tour academic buildings, residence halls, the Wellness Center, and more. You'll learn about our quality academic programs, scholarship offers, and ways to get involved on campus. You'll get a taste of the UNK difference, an experience you won't soon forget. October is Visit Campus Month at UNK, so go online to visit.unk.edu and book your official tour today.
With over 60 years of experience, Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating is the company to trust with all your heating needs. Winter will be here soon. Is your heating system ready? Don't be caught without your system working properly when you need it the most. Kelly and the crew will check out everything on your furnace or heat pump to make sure it's ready for all those cold days. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating in Kearney at 308-236-6437 or in Holdridge at 995-4481 or on the web at andersonbros.com.
Welcome back to the New West postgame show. It looks like Kearney Catholic's leading attacker, Kylie Teal, is being attended to here by the some of the fans slash doctors They're trying to get some water to her, some ice on her. This isn't a shoulder deal. It was hot in here, so I don't know if maybe she fainted over here. We didn't see, but they're giving her some attention over here on the bench. Let's take a look overall at the final stats in tonight's match, and we will start for the Ord Lady Chanticleers. Four-set match here tonight, and here are the stats that we came up with. 2 days after breaking the C1 record with 72 kills. They're going to finish a little short of that here tonight. I had Jordan Cook with 2 service points. Morgan Alexander had 10 service points. 3 of those were aces to lead the way. Allie Smith had 7 service points. 1 was an ace. Allie Welniak had 9 service points, 10 kills. Danny Bruja, 11 kills. Kara Svoboda, an ace block, 3 kills. Kate Grin, an ace block, 6 kills. Andrea Carson, 3 service points, 10 kills. And Ashley Carson, 5 service points. 2 of those were aces. Ord tonight unofficially had 40 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 6 ace serves. The chance will fall to 24-2, splitting their matches with Kearney Catholic so far this season. Up next for Ord, they have challenged themselves. They're going to play at Grand Island Northwest next Thursday, and then they will go to Gibbon for a triangular to end the season with Gibbon and Ravenna. For Kearney Catholic tonight, Michelle Messbarger, 6 service points and a kill. Kylie Teal, 8 service points, 3 of them aces and 12 kills. Ashlyn Schmatterer had 1 service point. Mattie Squire, 7 service points, an ace block and 11 kills. Courtney Shundoff, a service point, an ace block and 11 kills. Anna Squires, 8 service points, 9 service points, 1 was an ace, 4 ace blocks, 12 kills. Jordan Strite, 4 kills. Sarah Oldfather, 2 ace blocks, 2 kills. And Jenny Beans, 9 service points, 1 was an ace. Kearney Catholic, 53 kills, 8 ace blocks, and 5 ace serves. They improved to 27-1 with a 28-26, 18-25, 25-20, 25-20 win in 4 sets over Ord. Up next for Kearney Catholic, they've got some work to do as well. They will play at St. Paul Tuesday, and then on the 29th, they will take on North Platte on the road, the number 2 team in the state. We'll be back with a couple of coaches' comments and wrap things up from the Lou Platte Conference Tournament right after this timeout.
Nebraska weather is so unpredictable. Don't be left out in the storm with hail dents or even door dings. When your car plays the star in the episode of Nebraska Severe Weather, see the professionals at Dent Popper in Kearney to save you. Dent Popper can remove minor hail damage, door dings, and other minor dents without damaging the original paint. Joel, Scott, and the guys at Dent Popper know how important your vehicle is to you, and keeping it looking nice is what they do. Stop into Dent Popper today, just south of the library on First Avenue in Kearney.
You don't have to be a farmer to reap the benefits of being a Buffalo County Farm Bureau member. We work for farm families, but our work reaches well beyond the farm, benefiting Nebraskans in all walks of life. We are your neighbors. Through our work in supporting and promoting agriculture, education, health, and technology, we bring people together to better our community. We share in the values Nebraskans stand for: hard work, passion for the land, and a character rooted in faith and family. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau and support Nebraska agriculture.
Welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Kearney Catholic coach Chris Connor making her way this way. Fort Kearney Conference Tournament tonight. It was Wilcox Hildreth rallying from 2-0 down to defeat Amherst in 5 sets. Ironically, this is the first year that the Fort Kearney Conference has went to the 5-set format, and it helps make them the Fort Kearney Conference champions here this year. Couple of other notes. If you're heading home, they're in the bottom of the ninth of the National League Championship Series. The Mets lead the Dodgers 3-2. Thursday night football, New Orleans is going to beat Atlanta. They're up 31-14 with 4 minutes to go. Coach Chris Connor joins us here after capturing the Lou Platte Conference Championship. And Coach, first, congratulations.
Thank you.
Second, just kind of a weird. You were talking about this last 2 weeks, you hadn't been clicking. And I didn't think you were clicking tonight, and this wasn't the same 2 teams that we saw 2 weeks ago.
No, it wasn't. On both sides of the net, you're exactly right. We just, you know, we've got some kids that are banged up, and, you know, whether that was it or you know, just lots of things really that maybe that didn't click. I mean, at times you look good, but not enough of the time to make us coaches happy, that's for sure.
What about the first set? Obviously, coming back, fighting off four game points and winning it 28-26 kind of set the tone, because Ord went out and took care of business pretty easy in the second set.
Yeah, I was really happy with, because, you know, sometimes our tendency is to let up and then not really get back in it and, you know, finish strong. So I was good. It was good to see that, you know, that the I thought the front row put up a pretty good ball, and you know, the block was pretty solid there at the end, and we made some nice defensive plays. So I like the way that we fought there at the end of the set.
Ord wasn't able to get much of a block going tonight. It was obvious that Caitlin DeRiso, who played so well Tuesday night, was ill, came in and played like 6 or 8 points here tonight. And then, so you can comment a little bit about maybe that in your scouting report, and what's the story with Kylie? We saw that something happened there after the match.
Yeah, Kylie's been, she's got a shoulder issue that, you know, we're dealing with. And so for about the past week and a half, she hasn't been playing a whole lot. And so it's tough when you don't have those reps. She played a great game considering, you know, we really didn't know she'd be able to endure the whole game. She did. She's a tough kid, got a high pain tolerance. And then to add to that, then yesterday she got bronchitis, so she's got some coughing and wheezing going on there, and she just couldn't catch her breath. But I think she's good to go now, but it took a little while to settle her down. So, but I mean, as for Ord, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's hard. You have a really hot game. It's hard to come back 2 days later and, you know, come back with that same performance. But Ord's got good balance. I mean, they still have a lot of nice hitters, and, you know, that's why they're a good team, and that's why they have such a great record is, you know, you really can't key on just that one player either. And yeah, they had a lot more mistakes than when they played us that first time. I mean, they served well, they passed well, and tonight, you know, they just had a lot more errors than they did.
Where were you able to get it going in the fourth set? Did you wear them down? Did something specifically click in that fourth set? Because by far, that was what you had been seeing the first half of the year, or at least as close as we've seen this week.
I'd say we got, a couple serving runs. You know, it seemed like beans every time she got in there. She would get us 3 or 4 points, you know, and she got a couple aces, but she's so good at getting them out of system where that setter's got to set 13 to 15 feet off the net. You know, so where her aces might not be, you know, stellar, her out-of-system ball is stellar. She does a great job. She has a great deep float, and, you know, she's tough to pass.
Your two remaining games are both on the road, both against state-rated opposition before you get into the sub-districts. So technically, if you go where you want to go, there's probably only one team that you're going to play the rest of the year that's not rated. How do you get this team healthy? Is that just kind of a hope thing right now? What do you do to get prepared for this run into the postseason?
Yeah, well, I think probably tomorrow we rest. And, you know, it's hard because you want to, you know, get them healthy again, but yet you want to go hard and practice and try to get something accomplished. So, I mean, really, you're going to go in short spurts, and we'll go hard, but, you know, maybe shorten the length of practice a little bit, maybe shorten the drills a little bit, but just make sure that we have full impact when we're going through drills.
Well, the one thing that is true, you were as balanced as you always are, or maybe it was in a different sort of way and heavy at the end, but Stars are 27-1, back-to-back conference champions, and Chris, we'll see you in the postseason.
All right, thanks, Doug.
That's head coach Chris Connor of the Kearney Catholic Stars, and that's going to wrap things up here tonight at Centura. A long night, 9 matches. Boy, I was saying this Tuesday, too. If we could have just still played the semifinals and the finals all in one night, that would still be awesome. We'd be just getting into the finals right now. It'd be the greatest thing we ever – oh, wait a minute. Our next volleyball will be Tuesday, Minden and Adams Central, to get a chance to look at those two teams. And then we will have districts coming a couple of weeks away. Tomorrow it's high school football, Bertrand at Kennesaw here on Classic Hits. The Kearney Catholic game at Minden will be available online only at PlatteRiverPreps.com this week. And then the big game next week with Holdridge. We'll have the Royals game on ESPN 1460 tomorrow night at 7 o'clock against Toronto, and Storm Hockey on the Breeze, Huskers on the Breeze Saturday. Let's go home. Let's get some rest and say that we enjoyed a great night of volleyball. Donovan Trumbull, they made a little history tonight. first trophy they've ever taken home from the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, and they came in a week after being swept by St. Paul, and they beat St. Paul 19-25, 26-24, 25-23, 22-25, and 15-11, and then Kearney Catholic and Ord, the top two teams in C1, the Stars win it 28-26, 18-25, 25-20, 25-20. They're 1-1 against each other. I think we should settle it at state. That's the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. For our producer-engineer, Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda from Centura. Thanks to the Centurions, and we'll see you tomorrow for high school football.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.